Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there, wherever there may be. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it is the way tire buying should be. And we are going to get right to our next guest. He really needs no introduction. Everybody knows him, but I'm going to introduce him anyway. He is, I think it's fair to say, arguably America's most popular sports media figure.
No doubt.
And he is a great friend of both mine and Rob's. Rob's known him for 30 years. I've known him for close to 30 years. I said yesterday, when you are a friend of his, you got a real friend. He is loyal. He's a great brother. He's just coming out with a new book, Straight Shooter, a memoir of second chances and first takes. We welcome in our man, Stephen A. Smith. And Steve, before you start, I got to tell you, the last 3 days, Rob Parker has been as giddy as a schoolgirl.
That's right.
Knowing
my skirt
you were
blew
coming
up
on this show, Rob. Or Steve, so we welcome you, brother. How are you?
My brothers, what's going on, y'all? How y'all doing, man? How's everything?
We are great, man. We are great.
And let me say this, Steve. The reason that I've been giddy since we decided, okay, this is going to happen, and we don't, you know, normally people from other networks don't come on, but
right,
this was a big deal for us, and you've been one of our biggest supporters. We said it on the air, Chris, that you text us every so often. We know you're listening. You enjoy the show. And so for you to, you know, show us that love, listening to the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio means something to us because we are friends.
Well, I will tell you this. I mean, first of all, I mean, you know, we know that I work for ESPN and all that stuff. You guys have a fantastic show. I'm so proud of both of y'all. We all three of us go back. I go back over 30 years with Rob. I go back about 28 years with Broussard. I love y'all both like brothers. Y'all have both been to my home. We've hung out together. We've laughed together. We've cried together. We've had a lot going on throughout the years. I'm so incredibly proud of both of y'all and the job that y'all do every day. I'm incredibly proud of the career that y'all have. And even though y'all are at a different network, by the way, a network that I used to work for.
No, you used to have a morning show, right, on Fox Sports Radio.
I used to have a morning show right here on this channel. And I know a lot of great, great people that are over there that have been there throughout the years. But it don't get no better than y'all when it comes to being people, when it comes to what y'all doing for Fox, when it comes to our friendship and our brotherhood. And with all of this stuff with my book coming out, I made sure everybody was clear. You know, you usually don't go to the competing network or whatever.
Right.
There will be one exception. Those are my brothers. And if they call, I'm going on. And everybody understood that.
Well, that's great to hear, man. And you know we feel the same way about you. So your book is called Straight Shooter,
yes, we want to
a
hear
memoir of second chances and first takes. First question I got is, man, when did you find the time to do this? Because every time I look up, you on a TV show on ESPN.
It's going to bug you out, Chris. I've written this when I was home at night. I've written this when I was in commercial breaks for first take. I've written this when I was in studio doing NBA countdown, pre-games and post-games, you know, when we've got to wait until the halftime comes and then we got to wait until the halftime of the second game comes on doing NBA countdown and all of that stuff. I've done it that. I've done it on vacation. Rob, I was in Mastro's in Beverly Hills a few months ago when I had to meet a deadline.
Right.
I was literally in Mastro's eating dinner and writing the last chapter of my book. Every chance, I just squeezed it in wherever I could. I didn't miss deadlines. And more importantly, guys, you know, all three of us, we're writers by trade. I wrote for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Chris has written for the Times and in Cleveland and Akron. He's written everywhere, you know, plus ESPN.com. Rob Parker, you've been in Cincinnati, Detroit, New York Newsday, all over the place. I could not allow someone else to write this.
Right.
I'm on TV every day, and I wrote for the Philadelphia Inquirer for 17 years. America knows my voice. The sports world knows my voice. And if somebody else had written it, y'all would have known it instantly. I couldn't let that happen. So I had to do it myself, and that's what I did in about 5 months.
Wow.
I started last, Chris, I started last November, and I finished it by April.
That's amazing. Now, obviously, I can't wait to get the book and read it. And do you go to the very beginning? And obviously, I know the very beginning because that's when I first met you in Detroit in 1992. And I remember, like, people think they see you and how successful you are, and they think it happens overnight. And for people who don't know, Steve was writing sports stories for free on his own time in the on the weekends in North Carolina to get started. People don't know that story. They think, you know, they see you and think, oh, he just showed up. You put in the work over the years to get where you are.
Well, I really started off, and I definitely is a part of my story. You guys are in the book, just so you know. Both of y'all are mentioned in the book. Of course, y'all are my boys. But the thing about it is that for me, Rob, Chris, it really started with my mother's passing in 2017. Mm. Just highlighting the fact that it was something she never, ever wanted me to do. My mother and I were very tight, as you both know. I was devastated when I lost her game one of the NBA Finals in 2017. I was absolutely devastated. And, you know, I had promised her for years, since 2011, that I would never write the book until she passed away. Because she was so private, she did not want the book out because she knew I would celebrate her. But by celebrating her, I would have to talk about why she should be celebrated, which would be me highlighting my relationship with my dad. And that is not something that she wanted me to do. She knew it was inevitable.
She knew that I had a right to do it. She felt I needed to do it. She just made me promise that I wouldn't do it until she passed away. So I started off really getting into that. And then I went from there to talking about, you know, from the time my early ages, you know, the troubles that I had in school. I had dyslexia, didn't know it. I was with, you know, my father didn't believe in me, thought I was a lost cause, and my relationship with him deteriorated from there. It really highlighted all of that before I got into, obviously, my career at ESPN and the numerous controversial situations that I found myself in, or even when I got fired by ESPN and let go and ultimately started resurrecting myself by starting off at Fox Sports Radio to resurrect my career. So all of that is in the book, and that's where it went.
Now, you, Steve, you know Rob, I mean, from the time he was a young kid, wanted to be a sports writer. You start off at college at what, the Fashion Institute or something in New York, right? So did you
Fashion Institute of Technology.
Yeah. Did you always want to be a sports writer, or at least, you know, before you went to college, or how did you discover that this is what you wanted to do?
I knew I wanted to be in media and communications, and I knew that I could talk with the best of them. I didn't know how good my writing would be until I was writing the school newspaper, and my critical and persuasive writing teacher named John Gates said to me, "You're a natural born sports writer. Let's go out to lunch and talk about this." So I met him a following Tuesday, and to me, thinking he was going to take me out to lunch, and he drove me straight to the office of the sports editor of the Winston-Salem Journal. Wow. The Winston-Salem Journal sports editor's name was Terry Oberle. He sat me down for 5 minutes to talk to me, and his next words out of his mouth was, "So, when can you start? Can you start tonight?"
Wow.
And that's how my career started off.
Wow. But, you know, you mentioned something, too, that I think also is, and you know, when you think you're of you being the face of the network, and you mentioned it earlier, you were fired or not renewed by ESPN. Let's not sugarcoat it. Everybody knows it. It's well documented. You were a big star. Right. You had your own show, quite frankly, which I was a part of, the Backpage panel. I was on that show on ESPN2 back in the day. So, I, you know, how I don't want to say rewarding or for you to make the comeback story is a great one, and it's a good lesson for people to understand. Things happen in life, Steve. That doesn't mean that it's over.
Exactly. And that's, you know, listen, the story is meant to be inspirational. It's meant to be, you know, motivational, and to let people know when they count you out, don't count yourself out. And more importantly, don't always assume no one is willing to extend a helping hand. You know, I wanted to quit the business and work for Wachovia Bank until a friend of mine named Rob Parker, who was writing for the Cincinnati Inquirer at the time, said, "No way, no how." That's what he said. He said, you're not quitting. You're not giving up. All you need is that first chance. Just be patient, keep pushing, and it'll happen. And sure enough, it did. And I'm eternally grateful to him for that. And I love him forever for it. The fact of the matter is that there's always somebody that's willing to provide some level of assistance or helping hand if you are focused, if you are determined, if you're willing to get on your grind, not looking to cut corners and take shortcuts to get to where you are. As long as you're that kind of person, you'd be surprised how many people you find that would be willing to extend a helping hand and provide some assistance so you can get the opportunities that you crave. And so for me, that's the kind of message that I wanted to send with this book. I think it was incredibly necessary for me to do that. And you're absolutely right. I don't sugarcoat it. I was fired.
Right.
ESPN did not renew my contract. And I thought I got screwed over. I thought it was messed up. I didn't deserve it. And to this very day, I never believed I deserved to wake up one day after having four jobs and to have none. But in the same breath, you know what? When you're in a position of power, it's not just about your performance, and it's not just about your hard work. It's about your attitude. It's about how you come across. It's about how you treat other people, particularly superior officers that you work under. all of those things potentially play a role, and you got to know how to be a team player. And those are things that I had to learn along the way to be better at in order to help resurrect my career and to be in the position that I'm in right now.
Chris, that story he tells about Cincinnati, this is pre-cell phones. Steve calls me at my house, and we're on the house phones. And Steve, you remember I told you to rip up that application to Wachovia Bank over the phone, Chris. I wanted to hear him rip it up. And so my question to you is, we're going to read the book, but how are Chris and I both in the book? Did you rip Chris in the book? That's
Rob,
what I want to know.
Primarily acknowledgement. Letting the world know that I love y'all and that I value y'all. You know, we're not colleagues, and we're not just friends. We're brothers. We've been this way for years. We know things about each other that nobody knows about us. We talk to each other all the time. We encourage each other. We support each other. We lift people up. We lift each other up, and we watch each other's back. And so, you know, for me, it was just a way of letting the world know, these are my brothers. You know, I don't give a damn where they are, where they work, who they work for. You know, I was their friend long before that happened, and I'm going to be their brother long after it's all gone. That's just the way it's going to be.
Well, there's Stephen A. Smith, man. Look,
people,
brother,
can get the book everywhere.
Yes. Yeah, where can
the book everywhere? It's on Amazon. It's in Barnes and Nobles. It'll be at Target, Walmart, whatever. I just did a book signing in Ridgewood, New Jersey, and all the books were sold. I did a book signing.
Great.
Every single book they had in the store sold. The day is not even completed yet. It hasn't been on shelves in 24 hours. And I'm already number 4 on the Amazon bestseller list. So
awesome.
It's thriving. It's going well. And, you know, but my goal is to be a New York Times bestseller. It's the one thing on my in my career. I never wrote a book before. This is my first. But if I'm going to do it, I'm trying to do it right. And so that's what I'm trying to accomplish. And I hope I pull it off.
Amen, awesome, brother. Amen.
Yes.
It's called
so
Straight
proud of
Shooter,
you.
A memoir of second chances and first takes. By Stephen A. Smith. Man, great job, brother. I can't wait to read the book. I know it's going to be incredible. And keep up the great work, man, for real.
We're proud of you, no doubt about it. We love you, Steve, man, for real. Keep doing your thing.
Appreciate y'all. Love y'all, man. Thanks so much. I'll talk to y'all later.
All right, brother. Peace. More iCouple coming your way. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, thank you, Kevin. We're live from the TireRack.com studios, and it's time for Trolling or Rolling. Mark Price.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to kiss me,
and that works too.
It's trolling.
It's like fashion. If you wait long enough, it'll come back in style. And that's true, Rob. I'm starting to look at clothes that are 15 years old. Like, you know what? These pants are kind of coming back in style.
Right, yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, the word troll is kind of on a comeback ever since social media has really been. But trolling and rolling is what I'm doing right now. If Rob and Chris like the story that I read, you hear the roll sound. I guess that's not coming back quite yet. All right, here we go. And if they don't, you hear the troll sound.
Oh, man. Hey.
Now, fresh off the heels of a historic playoff collapse, the Los Angeles Chargers decided to part ways with offensive coordinator Joe Lombardi, but have yet to make a decision on head coach Brandon Staley. Staley had been fired after that second half meltdown.
Yes, I'm rolling with
this. I think
you're breaking up. I mean, I don't know when you need to get a new phone, brother. We've been telling you that for years. I think
you're
he
rolling
been
with it.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm rolling.
They see but me rolling.
Yeah, I mean, there, you could go back to the fourth down calls a year ago. You could go back to blowing the playoff berth when he called the timeout against the Raiders. You can go back to, you know, when he went for it on fourth down against Cleveland this year and they barely survived. And Keenan Allen's typing, you know, tweeting, what are we doing? Mike Williams' injury in a meaningless game. And then, of course, not managing the clock well. And I've heard a lot of, oh, he's young, he's learning. You don't get to be a head coach so you can experiment and grow and or learn on the job. Obviously, you're going to grow. But those players put in too much work to have a coach make bad decisions that cost them a game. So it should have been the case. I don't know if it will be, but I'm rolling with it.
I'm rolling with it, too.
They see me rolling.
Chris laid out a laundry list of stuff. I mean, he's bungled so many things, and you cannot – if you can't get fired off of that, then there's nothing that you can get fired off of. Seriously. Like what – if he loses in the playoff next year, you'd be like, okay, all right, well, at least we didn't – weren't up 27-0. Like, what would be the grounds, Chris, right, to fire somebody?
Right.
If losing a playoff game doesn't matter – and being up 27-0 doesn't matter. Then if they lose it by three next year, be like, oh, okay, it's no big deal. We just lost. All right.
Trolling or rolling, a couple Fox Sports Radio. The Dolphins' delay a game in the fourth quarter wasn't great. Mike McDaniel said he was told from, quote, upstairs that it was a first down and that he felt they still had a chance on fourth and six with the play call. Chris. Trolling or rolling, McDaniel not knowing the down or distance?
Well, are you asking me, do I believe him or, like, I'm not sure?
No, I believe him. I think he didn't know. He thought he had the first down.
Right.
I'm saying trolling or rolling, McDaniel thinking he had the first down and it was fourth down.
I mean, I think I understand. I'm trolling it.
Oh, man.
You're counting on communication a lot of times from your coaches upstairs. And he now whether or not he should have said that, I mean, I think you can question, did he throw somebody under the bus? You know, but I definitely do believe that that is what happened and that delayed him. But ultimately, there's no excuse. It could that could happen to any coach, and we don't see coaches having delays of games all game long or all fourth quarter like the Dolphins did. So I'm trolling it.
I'm trolling it too.
Oh man, hey.
That's what Chris. That's what the coach needs to do. Like pay attention for those moments. Most of the earlier in the game, you know, things are going on, but when it really matters in the fourth quarter, you need to know what's happening because that's going to determine what plays you call, what else is going on in the situation. So not knowing what down it is a major, major fapu. It screw up. You just can't have it.
Absolutely.
Fapu? You mean faux pas?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That's a faux pas, too.
That wasn't a faux pas.
Is a faux pas.
No, that was a faux pas.
Fapu.
I don't know what I was saying. A fapu?
I was like,
Fox Sports Radio.
I was just going to ignore it. But,
right, I mean, I was hoping you were going to ignore it, but of course, Martin had to open his mouth.
Right.
Hey, I thought my phone broke up, but I missed the last word. I wanted to make sure I had the whole thing. But Tom Brady didn't play well in American football yesterday, but maybe has a future in soccer. Because after he missed a tackle on a Tampa turnover, he slid and tried what best can be described as a slide tackle on a play that was eventually called back. Chris, trolling or rolling, Brady was intentionally trying to trip the Dallas defender.
Oh, I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
No, I mean, that he was trying to tackle him by tripping him. And I didn't like it because obviously it's a dirty play. But also, I mean, that you can hurt somebody that way. And so I thought it was terrible. And, yeah, he meant to do it, no doubt about it in my mind.
What'd you just say, Chris? You trolled it?
I trolled it. Or I trolled it, yeah.
Yeah, I'm trolling it as well.
Oh, man. Hey.
But this goes with the Brady's that we know has been caught cheating and doing all kinds of stuff in his entire career. But I'm with Chris. That's a dangerous play. You can't do that because that's somebody's career and livelihood, Chris. You don't think about it like that. A little something like that could change. What if you get seriously hurt and never are the same? Then you need your legs to play football. So I don't like it.
No doubt.
Just a real fapu by Brady on that one, in my opinion.
No, it was a fupa. You know what? Or it could be, if you were a member of the Water Buffaloes, you could be the Grand Poobah. How about that?
Chris, Grand Pabu.
There you go.
The Grand Poobah.
Grand Pabu. All right. Poobah. That is our man, Martin Weiss. You can catch him every Saturday right here on Fox Sports Radio.
I never missed
4
that
to 7
show.
P.M. Pacific, 7 to 10 Eastern. Martin and VJ, that's right, Martin Weiss and Vernon VJ Husky. They play our foils, often filling in for myself and Rob.
And somehow
the
they got
going,
their own
man?
Show, yeah.
How's the show
they
going?
Call us, hey, Bruce, sorry, they call us the even couple, you know.
Oh, the even couple, okay.
Yeah, that's right. That's right on the Rob Parker's next stand-up, right there. There you
right,
go.
Right,
the even couple,
right.
All right.
All right. All right, brother. Well, great stuff.
Great.
Keep up the good work.
Saturday. All right, fellas. All right. I'll holler.
Yep. All right. It's Trash Talking Tuesday, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to call in and trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. You got 30 to 40 seconds to do so. It's your time to shine next on The Odd Couple.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios, and it's time for Trash Talking Tuesday.
Don't you ever talk about me!
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, Chris, let's kick it off. Let's start with Sergio in El Paso, who lives in Los Angeles. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Hey, Sergio, who you trashing?
Rob, I was going to trash you. I was getting ready to trash you, but you put the Niners number one in your Rob Power Rankings, and I respect that. I respect that. So just for you, Rob, I'm trashing Tom Brady. I am not a Tom Brady hater by any stretch of the word at all, but my God, stop it, Tom Brady. Please go home. And I don't want to speak on anyone's life, but try and fix what you can at home and get out of the football field. To think that it was still a game, even after the Cowboys kicker missed 2 extra point attempts, it was still a game if he hadn't thrown that interception in the end zone. And the Bucs were actually rolling. And once they saw what Tom Brady really was, I think they all fell too. You know, they all ended up following suit. And I think it's time for Tom Brady to hang it up.
All right. Sergio, my man. I love that. All right. Mitch in New Jersey.
He needs your baby oil, Sergio.
Yeah, I needed that last night. Mitch in New Jersey. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Mitch?
How are you, Felix and Oscar? Good. How you guys doing? Just joking, man.
That's right. He is Felix. Good job, Mitch. I'm Oscar.
No. What are you saying? Never forget Chris that. Is Felix. Cool. Look at the picture. He's dressed up in a suit. Okay.
I got two things. Everyone was going to say the Chargers. I would agree to the news the other day. I mean, the Chargers, they're cursed. That curse is not being lifted. I got to drive another wide receiver and get a bigger running back to help with Eckler. But I got the biggest, and it's pitiful. Darius Miles, the basketball player for, I think, Alabama. You know, in the words of George Costanza, enjoy your life sentence. That is sad. So sad.
Yeah, sad. It is a sad story, no doubt. Thanks, Mitch. Appreciate it. How about Jim in Florida? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Jim?
Well, I called and I said I was going to trash Rob Parker, but you know what? Rob Parker already did all the trash talking tonight. And that's all there needs to be. Trash talk that Brady. And I'm in South Florida, so I'm a Dolphins fan, and we've been plagued by that Brady for years. He needs to hang it up. Have a good night, fellas.
All right. Thanks, all right. Jim. Another Brady should hang it up. I love this. MJ in New Orleans. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, MJ?
I'm trashing Glenn Doc Rivers for the tweet that he put out there that was described by Dave McMenamin, saying that Glenn Doc Rivers on LeBron James, I think he's going to have the greatest career of all time. I think he's already had it. And that's not, I think, Michael Jordan is the greatest of all time. But that doesn't take anything away from LeBron. LeBron's had the greatest career. Let's go back in the hot tub time machine when Glenn Doc Rivers said the GOAT debate has been raging on for years, and that Doc Rivers offered a caveat that he views Jordan as the greatest of all time, despite James having the greatest career. We kind of really need to know what he's saying here with the double talk, speaking out of both sides of the mouth. Either Jordan's the greatest, as he stated, or LeBron is going to have the greatest career in his 20-something career. Come on, Doc Rivers. Keep it real.
Yeah, that's a good call, MJ. I agree, Rob. I've heard, I think Mark Jackson may have said that, but Doc also said it. Rob, to me, that's a cop-out.
We talk about it all the time.
Right.
There's no such thing. There's no such thing. Just stop.
If you don't want his career, I guess you're the greatest.
Yeah, how could you have the greatest career, but you're not the greatest player? Right. Does that make sense? It's just they don't want to. I guess because Doc is still coaching and LeBron's still in the league, you know what I mean? So he don't want to say nothing.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's tap dancing around it. I don't think that it's the end of the world to say Michael Jordan was the greatest player you ever saw. Right. I just don't understand that. Joseph, in Indiana, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing? I don't think Chris is going to be cool with this, but anyway, let it rip.
I'm trashing Patrick Mahomes. I mean, Daddy Mahomes. Daddy Mahomes is not the... did not need to win his Super Bowl. Just because Jimmy Garoppolo, they were – Patrick Mahomes, as Colin Cowherd said, Jimmy G outplayed Jimmy Garoppolo three quarters of that game. If Jimmy Garoppolo did not decide to play hero ball, Patrick Mahomes would be seen as a two-time loser, seen as he can win the regular season but can't win the big one. He'll be likely – he's like LeBron James, can't win the big one. And he's the oldest quarterback, as they said. He's not the GOAT. Josh Allen is better.
There's a lot of
I do love hearing Joseph. I got to agree. I don't agree with all that he said, but I love hearing this thing.
You know, at least one of us do. At least there's some passion there.
Right. Passion. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
All right. Are we good with the calls? Because we could have everybody chime in now.
Rob, go ahead.
I just said, I just trashing Tom.
You trashed him the whole first segment of the show.
Yeah, Chris... That was a game and did you see the stat that they put up on television? I think when he threw the pick, it was like
his first red zone pick,
and they had like it's what they call announcer's jinx. You know when they say so and so has made 40 straight free throws.
Oh, they said it before the pick.
Yes.
Oh wow, I didn't know that. Yeah,
they did. But
now,
anyway,
look,
Tom Brady.
My thing, I don't buy into the NFL should say no to him. I mean, if a team doesn't want him, they're fine. If somebody wants to sign him, go right ahead. But I just wonder at this point, because Rob Brady's only playing for Super Bowls. I think he really does, clearly. I mean, I don't even have to state. He loves to play football. But I also think he only wants to play to win Super Bowls. And I just don't know what – I mean, you know, you're not going to find a perfect situation. And so we'll see. It's going to be interesting, but – I do you think you I assume you think he's coming back
Yeah, oh yeah.
Which I mean, I agree. He got nothing
lost. He lost the family and the wife. So why wouldn't he come back? I mean, like now, which would be weird.
I shouldn't say. Right? Hopefully, he can resurrect it with his wife.
Right, but it would be weird now to retire. Right?
They may not want that. I don't know, but it was a bad year all around for Tom Brady. That we can definitely say that. All right, it's the Odd Couple. We are signing off Fox Sports Radio, but keep it locked right here. You got Jason Smith and Mike Harmon there next. And I'm telling you, those brothers bring heat.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.